1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Brent Allen in with you on this Tuesday morning. Nice to have you along. And we've got Jan Musen joining us right now from DeBryan Seed. It is the garden party. And Jenny, you're on the phone again today.
Yeah, I can't do steps yet.
Darn it all. Man, hopefully pretty soon you're going to be getting better.
Well, hopefully I can do steps at some point in time, and I can put weight on my legs. That would be nice.
Man, boy, it's been a long recovery for you. You've been a trooper. How long has it been? Several years now, hasn't it?
You don't even want to know, honey.
It's been too darn long, that's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to have you joining us on the phone. And, of course, there's a lot going on with fall cleanup after all the crazy wind that we had this past weekend. My gosh.
It pretty much took care of all the leaves in my lawn.
Oh, those were some darn crazy winds, I'll tell you that much.
Wow, yes. And if you had just gotten done with your raking and all the neighbor's leaves came over, you've got another job to do now.
You got a whole lot more work to do. Well, you know, my kids
really?
And I, we finished up our raking on Sunday afternoon before the rains came in. And it just started to rain a little bit toward sundown. Not that you could see the sun, but it was starting to get dark. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to go clean those eaves right now. And as the rain's coming down, I'm scooping out this goo.
But aren't you glad you got rid of it?
I am so glad. And there's so much stuff up there. All those helicopters that come down and all that and all kinds of stuff. So it was, I felt really good by Sunday before the big storms came in. I felt pretty good about that.
Good, because now you've got that all cleaned out. So this winter, you won't get that ice back up, hopefully.
And that is a big problem, especially if we get a lot of snow, which, you know, some reports say we could be getting that this year.
I keep hearing that, too, and I don't want to think about it. But, you know, we've been giving these couple of nights. We've got actually sunshine out there today.
I know. What a treat. What a treat. Well, you know, as we're cleaning out the eaves and raking up the leaves, we need to be thinking about cleaning out those bird feeders, right?
That's right. Get them cleaned out. I had someone clean out mine on Saturday. You know, just dump all the old seed, clean them out well. And because the birds do pass diseases, you know, at bird feeders if they're dirty. So keep them clean and fill them up again. The birds are just out there singing up a storm every day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're out by your feeder. I enjoy watching them. My cat enjoys watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody enjoys watching them. So, you know, and fill it up. And if you did, we've got great prices at Birdseed at DeBryan's, but we've also got a no-waste mix. So if you're sick of cleaning up the junk underneath the feeder, all those empty shells.
And that's a big deal, especially with us. We have a number of bird feeders that hang over the deck.
Yes.
And all that junk gets, you know, just drops down below. So you've got no mess bird feeders?
No mess bird feed.
Love
it. You put it in there and they eat everything. There's
that's
no
awesome.
Shells, no nothing. It's just nothing but bird feed. So they love it.
We need to get my kids to be able to eat their dinner like that, eat everything off the plate. It's no mess dinner, kids. You can eat everything.
You can eat everything, so you better.
Really, those giblets, they're good. They taste just like candy.
Yes, it's so good. Yes, no kid's going to believe that.
No. Now, I told you we raked the leaves off our lawn, but we left a few on there because I was thinking about you as I was doing. It's kind of weird, I know, but I was thinking about you as I was raking leaves this weekend and how you said to leave a few of them on the lawn and then chop them up, you know, for that last mowing of the season, right?
Yeah, that's right. Go over them a couple of times, get them real fine so they can sift down to the ground, and that actually adds organic matter to your lawn during the winter, and it helps it green up during the spring, and it also helps act as a barrier so the sunlight doesn't get down to the ground, so weed seeds don't germinate next spring either. So it's like a win-win situation. Just go over it with your lawnmower. It doesn't have to be a mulching lawnmower. If it's just a regular lawnmower, set it at low because that's what it's got to be for mm-hmm. the last mowing, and just go over it a couple of times.
And that's kind of different from what you've been telling us all summer long. Didn't you say about keeping the grass a little longer in the summertime?
Keep it long. Keep it at least 3 inches long during the summer because that shades out the, and you don't get the weed competition as much. But now I want it short because if you keep it too long, then it lays down during the winter, and then you get all kinds of problems with snow mold and stuff later on. So you don't want that to happen. So keep it short now.
Those two words, I don't like those two words, snow mold. It's just they don't sound good together.
No, they don't. And it's like, if we've had a bad winter where you've had piles of snow on the lawn, the next spring you just see snow mold everywhere, and it takes a while. You got to rake it out, and it takes a while for the lawn to recover from that.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Jan Musen from DeBryan Seed in Zealand, and Jan joins us here every Tuesday. It's the garden party going on, talking about your lawn and your garden. If you have any questions, you can call in right now, 395-1450. We will take your phone call off the air and ask Jan the question. We'd be more than happy to do that. Now, this past week, I was helping my wife. We were planting some tulip bulbs for next year. And she dug a hole, and she poured, like, I don't know, 14 or 16 of these tulip bulbs all into one hole. And I'm like, you can't do that. They're all going to come up in a big clump. But she said, that's pretty common. You can actually do that?
You do want to space them.
Well, I mean, she spaced them a little bit, but they were pretty much all in one little concentrated area. Can you really do that? Will they grow okay that way?
As long as they aren't touching, they're fine for probably the first year. You're probably going to want to dig those up next year and redo them. But, it will make a real concentrated, the next spring you'll get that great big thing of red.
And I think that's what she was going for, a real neat display of colors. So that's pretty cool. Now, how many years in a row can you dig up bulbs and replant them year after year? Is there a maximum time, or is it forever?
You can usually keep doing that. Tulip bulbs, sometimes they start petering out, especially some of the newer hybrided type varieties don't last quite as long. But, you usually can dig them up and replant them somewhere else. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't realize you could do it that long. Well, how about indoor houseplants? What should we be doing this time of year getting those ready for winter?
Well, indoor houseplants, this time of year is a great time to repot them. Put them in a new pot. Make sure they've got nice drainage. You can keep fertilizing them with a weak fertilizer solution houseplant during the winter. But, you can take some of those. I've got a couple of my hanging baskets that still look okay yet, that they've been kind of protected from the frost. You can take some, if you've got some of those, like some Rex begonias or a mandevilla or one of those types of things, or even a fern, you can dig some of that up, put that in a new container, make sure you got nice drainage, and, just pot it as a house plant and take it inside and enjoy it this winter. And maybe next summer you can take it back outside again. But, if you've got some of those, think about it. Because, add that little bit of oxygen to your air outside the house during the winter. It's always a good idea, and it's kind of fun to recycle your plants from outside inside. Just remember, you don't want stragglers coming in, no like flies or anything like that. So quarantine them, or the insecticidal soap before you bring them in, or a good shower once you've brought them in really helps get rid of some of those problems.
Yeah, there's not room in my house for the bugs and the kids. Somebody's got to go, and the kids are going to stay.
Yes, we have our priorities, and the bugs are the first to come here, too.
The kids do chores. We got to keep those guys around, Come on.
That's where we have them, isn't it?
Well, after the crazy wind we had over the weekend, getting your trees and shrubs ready for winter storms, a big question for a lot of people. What do you do? Is there anything to really combat the wind like that? Anything? I mean, I know the leaves pretty much were off the trees before the windstorm. If they weren't off before, they sure are off now.
And
thankfully, most of the trees were down, or I think we would have had a lot more tree damage. But is there any way to get our trees and shrubs ready for the howling winds of winter?
Well, actually, go outside. Now that the leaves are basically gone, it's a great time to go out there and start trimming them back. You can notice there's some broken ones out there that haven't fallen over yet.
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look at those trees that you can get at and trim some of those branches that are broken but haven't come off yet. Or if you've got two branches that are rubbing each other, those are going to go soon, too. So, trim one of those back, too. Your shrubs. This is a good time to put some burlap, like around those arborvitaes, those green things that stick straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You get the snow that sits on top of that, and it flattens out. It will never go back up again.
Yep, right over they go.
Yep. So you might want to take some stakes and some burlap and wrap it around so it doesn't do that, especially if they're like under the eaves of the house, which is where we love to put them.
Mm-hmm.
Snow from the roof comes down and flattens them right out. So get out there, wrap those up. You might want to wrap some of your little trees and your littler bushes, too, just to protect them from the wind this winter. It's a good idea. We've got some days now yet that you can still do that. Also, evergreens. If you've got some evergreens like some rhododendrons, azaleas, whatever, hollies, go spray them with some wilt stop or something like that so they don't desiccate, they don't dry out during the winter. So it's a good time to get out there and do that also. Just make sure that they look like they're in good health. Make sure they're watered well. You might want to throw a little bit of fertilizer around some of the evergreens right now yet, but just make them go into winter healthy.
Very good. Now, we had a caller who called in a few minutes ago. She wanted to know about silver dollars. Is it a good time to plant those now or in the spring?
Actually, she can still do that right now.
Okay.
If she's got it, go ahead, plant them now.
I say spend them. I don't know why you want to plant silver dollars. I would just spend them, but that's just
because
me.
Because they grow up into big dollars.
You hope so. You really hope so. All right, got about a minute or so left, Jan. How about snow melt? I know snow is not all that far away. We already had a little blast of it earlier in November, but how about snow melt? What do you recommend for ice melt?
Ice melt, we've got so many different products at the store that it's really best to go in there and tell the guys what kind of area you've got that you want to melt the snow. Obviously, we've got the little hockey puck-like things that you throw up on the roof, but for different areas, we've got different types of snow melt. I've got a wheelchair ramp in front of my house that it's really important to keep the ice off, and I've got a certain type. I've got the magnesium in mine that really helps keep the ice off and prevents it from reforming. So you might want to, you know, if you've got a wheelchair ramp, you might want to tell the guys that, you know, I really need something here. If you've got some new vegetation or new concrete, tell the guys that. There's different products for different areas. And I know it makes it sound so complicated. It really isn't. The guys will be more than happy to help you at DeBrine.
Well, very good, Jan Musen. Thank you so much for joining us again today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Hopefully you can make it in. Hopefully things will be better and you'll be a little more mobile by next week.
I keep hoping. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're thinking about you and keeping you in our prayers, and you have a great week, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.